I'm Ross Chambliss, producer of KCPW's Both Sides of the Aisle. As you know, each week, Greg Hughes on the right, Jim DeBacchus on the left, and Natalie Gochner in the middle regularly voice their biggest gripes at the end of the show. But it's the end of the year. Jim, Greg, and Natalie are on holiday. So today, instead of the regular show, we're bringing you a year's worth of some of the best gripes from 2014. We begin earlier this year with a show recorded on January 16th.
You guys both have good ones. Jim, what's your gripe?
So, a racist is at the point of the mountain. He's on death row. He takes out a shiv, 61 times stabs his African-American cellmate while he is screaming racial slurs, and kills the man. 2 weeks ago, the state of Utah gave that man a marriage license and allowed that man to get married at the point of the mountain. But they, the governor, the attorney general, are ready to spend $2, $3, $4 million or whatever it takes to take away my marriage license and that of 1,383 other couples that received them. Is that really where we want to be?
That's a serious gripe. Greg?
We have no time for my gripe. This is a long gripe. I was at the state of the county address by
Ben
McAdams, Supermayor, the darling of the media, Supermayor Ben McAdams. He did a shout-out for me. He said, Representative Hughes is running this pre-K, quality pre-K
bill. And running for governor.
So here's the deal. The media takes a picture. They're taking pictures. It sounds like a Gatling gun in terms of a million pictures being taken. Look at my face in that picture if you ever look in the Tribune. It looks like Supermayor talking to the ogre Republican. Where did my chin start just extending beyond my jaw? When did that grimace come up? This media, they love to make them look beautiful. They made me look like I live under a bridge and charge people to pass. Okay? Look at this. This is a conspiracy, people.
That was from last January. Our next gripe segment is from March 6th, 2014.
What do
Jim,
you think?
Jim, we got to move to our gripes. You got a gripe here?
Our gripe is there was a bill sponsored by Senator Stevenson that would regulate drones in the state of Utah. I voted for it once I found out it was not to regulate people in the Senate.
I'll tell you this. I've seen the Star Wars movies. I know what this is all about. They want to create armies of these drones. This is a whole, you know, evil empire thing. I'm worried about drones. So anything we can do to hold them back, I'm for.
My gripe won't surprise either of you. Vladimir Putin. I mean, what in the world? Someone who welcomes the world and hosts an Winter Olympic Games and then within weeks invades his neighbor.
That should have been a segment.
That is a gripe. How did you feel about Putin? You have a lot of Russian expertise.
You know, Radio Russia has me as a commentator every now and then, once a month or something. And I told them today, it's over. I'm not talking to Radio Russia again. This is a kind of a Putin deal. What's happening now is despicable, and it just kind of shows the kind of thuggery that Russia's unfortunately led by.
Yeah, unfortunate. Greg, quick comment there.
Crimea River. I'm just telling you right now, it's a scary time and a scary place over there. It takes strong leadership in this country. We are the light at the top of the hill. We have to lead here. There is some serious brinkmanship that I think is unfortunately necessary, but we have to be a leader in this.
This is a time when we all want President Obama to have
it's
the best
time.
Advice.
But no
time.
Wars. Let's not get Rumsfeld
well,
in there.
Don't turn into Neville Chamberlain and capitulate and appease, whatever you do.
Next, this gripe segment was recorded a week later, March 13th, 2014.
We didn't need to do very quick gripes. I'm going to do my gripe. We announced a new BYU president yesterday, and I noticed he had a middle initial. I just don't understand why every LDS church position has a middle initial. I don't get it. Jim?
Let me go with BYU. C. Samuelson is a great guy. I never met Dr. Wortham, but it would have been so nice if BYU would have embraced a touch of diversity and named a woman or some kind of minority,
Greg, take us
it
home.
Would have changed the world.
As our producer shows me that I have like 9 seconds left, my gripe is I get 9 seconds for a rant.
Give me
a break.
You need a lot more ranting time.
If you're just joining us, in lieu of our regular Both Sides of the Aisle show, we're playing some of 2014's best gripes. This was recorded March 19th, 2014.
We need to go on to our weekly gripes. I have one. you know, I don't know how sexy it is, but I'm a little disappointed in the Interconnect ski announcement. And that is that I thought the timing was just off. I'm a big fan of the Mountain Accord work. It's well-funded. It's well-supported. There's a lot of great studies to come out from that. I thought it would have been better for the ski industry to stand down and let that play out. Jim?
Three studies, $600,000. The Utah legislature comes out, nothing. We're going to study Medicare expansion. Now the governor is going to Washington.
You knew Medicaid expansion was going to make it into the program more time.
The governor's going to Washington, and the president's going to say, here's your check for $130 million, and he's going to negotiate and say, no, we don't want that much. The president's going to say, this will cover 123,000 people, and the governor's going to say, no, I need to negotiate. We want less people covered. Hello.
My rant would be that I've had to re-explain this to Jim 5 weeks in a row, five shows in a row, but I won't go there. My rant this week is that you had a state senate who thought at 10 o'clock at night it was appropriate to walk off the floor of the Senate to caucus on an individual bill or not do the work of the people when time was running short. It's disappointing, and it goes back to this whole workload, and they want to see as many bills passed on our side. We have more than twice as many members. It's a waste of a finite amount of time that this branch of government has.
Give me your quick take on Governor Herbert this session. Did he do a good job, Jim?
He did a pretty good job, except on Medicaid expansion. Other things,
Greg,
he was okay.
How about you?
Governor Herbert did a good job. There are some things that frustrated me, certainly, but all in all, I think his parting comments on the floor of the House when the session was over was very gracious, and given all that had happened prior, I thought we ended on a positive note.
Very good.
Again, that was from last March. Our next gripe segment is from April 9th, 2014.
Let's go to our gripes. I'm a state delegate, and unfortunately, I'm one of those people that had a home phone number that we got rid of our home phone and made it my husband's cell phone. And it never got changed on all the political party mailing, you know, phone call lists. And my husband is getting all of the robocalls that a state delegate gets, and he is furious. He's so mad at me. My husband's a Democrat, so we got that going on. And so my gripe is robocalls during political season. This is not high information politics. This is just retail name dropping. Bunk. Greg, your gripe.
Greg's gripe making those calls.
Yeah, I was just saying, my gripe is that you took offense to all my emails and all my texts and my calls.
He thinks it's
Natalie.
High information voter Gosh. Stuff, and I think it's just political garbage.
No, it's the greatest election cycle in all the land. It is eyeball to eyeball. No, my gripe is this. It goes back to one of our items on earlier segment. The idea that Utah man should be changed to fan when most don't know the words to that fight song to begin with, and that we somehow think this is a front burner issue in this world we live in. Get a life. For the people that are worried about this, just please leave it alone. Let's move on.
My gripe, Governor Herbert signed the drone bill this past few days, and this would put some constraints on law enforcement and on others that want to surveil us with drones. It all came about when a drone zoomed by the governor's office and showed live pictures that the governor didn't know were being taken of him inside his office, and it's all perfectly legal. Anyway, the governor signed the drone bill. I voted for it. And I just wanted to make sure. I thought the drone bill had to do with the argument that the senators make on the floor. Turns out it has to do with those things flying around. So the gripe is the governor did a good thing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Good gripe. Hey, Jim, just real quickly, one other thing. We've got Doug Owens had these fundraising numbers released, and they looked really good. I thought it was interesting that Ivory Holmes, Clark Ivory, a progressive Republican, had given money to this candidate. How did you read that?
Look, it is like the emperor's new clothes. You talk to Republicans all over the state. You talk to people who've worked for Mia Love. You talk to people who've been in her campaigns in the past. They say she is not a good candidate. She's quite arrogant. She's not a good administrator. And she will not be a good congressperson. And Doug Owens will be fabulous. People are finding that out.
He's got a consistent gripe against Mia Love.
I know he does. Let me tell you something very quickly. I want to read that list of contributors because I want to know who's loyal enough to give money. They'll never see the it's just flushing it down the toilet, and who has enough money to burn on such a futile effort. It's nice to see he's getting contributions. It's nice to see we're going to actually have a race, but I think this one is all but decided.
That gripe segment was recorded this past March. Today, we're playing some of the best gripes from 2014 from both sides of the aisle. Don't go away. You're listening to Both Sides of the Aisle. I'm producer Ross Chambliss. Today, we're replaying some of the best gripes from this past year with Greg Hughes on the conservative right, Jim DeBacchus on the liberal left, and Natalie Gochner in the common sense middle. This next gripe segment was recorded April 30th, 2014.
Jim, we got to go to gripes, as if we haven't had enough gripes this show. Is there anything you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, the conservatives just can't wait to get control of all of our state lands, of our beautiful national parks, and so much. We have 45 state parks. They need care. They need to have bathrooms that work and that are open. And we're talking about the budgets on those have been cut seriously. Let's prove we can run our state parks first before we say, oh, we'll be happy to run all of those federal things. That's
Greg.
My gripe.
My rant is that Jim has rants. I just find them untenable. No, here's my rant. The hate mail for this week. Greg says Democrat Party, not Democratic Party. This is a big deal killer for a lot of listeners out there. I just want to say, I don't know. I don't hear myself saying it. If you're a Republican, you're in the Republican Party. Maybe it's an efficiency thing. I don't know what I've done. Democrat, Democrat Party. I did not know that the IC, Democratic, is such an offense. Of all the things I share about my opinion.
Would you like to issue an apology?
No. I just think I think that if this is what we're worried about, this wordsmithing, you mean when I talk about lands, when I talk about education, when I talk about taxes, I talk about minimum wage. It's the Democratic versus Democrat. That's the big problem here. That's the deal killer. Come on.
I love it. My gripe is it's graduation season, and I'm doing what everybody else does. I follow news on my smartphone, and I read that BYU had Elder Tom Perry present this year at graduation. And I kind of was reading his speech, and I'm thinking, oh, this is interesting. I didn't know Elder Perry was the graduation speaker. And then I started to read the comments, and I realized he was the graduation speaker in 2013. And the Salt Lake Tribune had accidentally posted it as if it was now. And my gripe is that it's both disconcerting that the media is so bad right now that they post a graduation story a year late. And then also that, you know, that happens.
Our next gripe segment is from May 7th this past year.
Let's go to our gripes. Jim?
My gripe... Johnny OneNote, SaveTheTribune.com.
One of his other little sidekicks.
The Salt Lake Tribune is being gobbled up by the Deseret News in a very sleazy manner, and we ought to save it. Go to the website. It explains the details. SaveTheTribune.com.
Greg.
My gripe?
I think you should gripe about the fact that he blames the Deseret News for the Tribune's problems. Their owners are selling them out, not the Deseret News.
I just don't even know what newspapers are anymore. I think maybe my gripe ought to be, I'm going to change it on the fly here. My gripe is that people are crying about newspapers. Where are the candle makers? I'm sure they're still crying about the way they've been replaced so unceremoniously by electricity.
Film development.
You know, I mean, what in the world have we done with our newspapers? Why wouldn't we keep that walking museum of a conduit of information alive and well? I don't get it. I've missed the whole concept of newspapers.
My deal is you need to be pointing fingers at the hedge fund people that are taking the money and run. The Deseret News paid them money. They could invest it.
Wow.
Our gripe is just basically, Jim, you.
You. I know. I get that a lot.
I know. Well, I have a gripe about, we got reports this week about someone messing with a drone and wildlife in Zion's National Park, and there's just something...
Howard Stevenson?
There's just something unnerving about someone taking a drone and buzzing wildlife, and I just think we should have more respect for our animal brothers and sisters.
That was recorded in May. Our next gripes come from June 12th.
Let's go to gripes. Greg?
Here's my gripe. We just talked about national security. I think that the condition in this world is pretty scary right now. You've got Putin and Russia doing it basically anything they want to do. You've got now the unrest going on in Iraq. I know all the Bush haters just could not wait for that cowboy to get out of his second term and leave the Oval Office. Can any of us agree that the world was a little safer when we had a cowboy in that White House? I'm telling you, I miss the stability around the planet that a strong United States foreign policy presented. I think we were safe. I think we had all those years of safety and peace after 9/11, and we took it for granted. and I'm tired of all the anti-Bush people. Democrats still complain about Bush. Into the second term of Obama, it's still Bush's fault. I miss George W. Bush.
Jim, a call out for Bush 43.
I got to change my whole thing now. That was the most preposterous thing I've ever heard Greg Hughes say, and that covers a lot of territory.
Yes, it does.
Wishing for the days of all the Bush wars.
Oh.
You know, let's get 100,000, 200,000 in Iraq. Let's get the veterans.
You pushed his button.
Shut up.
I know.
Let's get out there. We're going to start a war in Afghanistan while we're at it. Let's start rattling the saber. Thank goodness that man is in Texas where his damage is limited to a bunch of brush around his ranch.
Very good. Well, my gripe, I had to kind of debate my gripe a little bit because, you know, it's the start of the World Cup today. Last night was like Christmas Eve in the Gochner home. I've got my jerseys ready to wear. I'm just so excited. Just for the record, I'm predicting Germany and Argentina in the final, which is a little out there because everyone thinks it's going to be Brazil. And I was going to gripe about people like you that don't like soccer.
Yeah,
Jim and
Greg. I'd be one of those.
But you know, I'm going to stay with the Hillary Clinton theme. And you know, here I am, a woman who believes passionately in getting more women in decision making roles. And you know, Jim pointed out she's too conservative for Jim, so she's maybe more
so
in the moderate category.
Yeah.
I'm still more conservative than Hillary, but I just got to tell you that every time I see her, she looks different. Her hair changes every photo op. And so if I were the PR person helping to position her campaign, I would get a look and stay with it.
Absolutely.
What do you guys
agree.
Think? Fair enough?
Sometimes she just looks like she's just letting go, you know? And then the other times she looks like a million bucks. I can't keep track.
That was recorded in June. This next gripe segment was recorded 2 weeks later, June 26th, 2014.
Jim, what's your gripe?
All right, 1 minute here. Representative Chris Stewart introduced one of the biggest goofball pieces of legislation he's ever introduced, that Cliven Bundy fiasco in Nevada, where we almost went to who knows where it would have led.
Civil War.
And so what Chris Stewart has put in is a bill that would prohibit federal law enforcement people from having firearms and weaponry. So they will be the one standing out there. What kind of a terrible thing is that, to leave our federal people with all those crackpots with guns aimed at them and they have nothing back? Chris Stewart, stay out of Colorado because it's clear you're maybe involved with things you ought not to be.
Jim's got a gun gripe.
Here's my gripe. Natalie, our co-host, has convinced me to watch soccer. I've watched paint dry. It's shiny at first. It starts to look a little flat after time. I've never known why I'd want to watch its equivalent on TV and call it a sport. Now, 4:08 on Sunday, I turn on the game. It's 8 minutes into the game, and it's already 1-0. USA is down. That's like a final score in this sport, 1-0. We come back, 2-1. I'm getting so excited.
You enjoyed it.
A minute left. Portugal scores, and it is a tie, and a major sport ends in a tie. This has been my rant about soccer from the moment I learned it was a so-called sport. I hate ties. And Natalie, you did it to me. I'm like Charlie Brown trying to kick the football, and Lucy pulled it away from me again.
The beauty of the tie, you know what you're missing is that, like, it's sort of like San Antonio won the first, you know, game, and then who would they play? Miami won the second game, and it's tied. That's all it means. There's more to come. It's not over with yet.
Kissing your sister, that's
my quick
that
gripe, just to stay in the soccer theme. We have a talented forward from Uruguay that bit the Italian defender. Suarez bit an Italian defender. He's banned for the World Cup. I wanted to see him play Saturday against Colombia. I'm not going to get to see him. He deserves to be out. He bit someone. That's part of the drama.
This is the Both Sides of the Aisle End of the Year Gripe Show, a summary of some of this past year's best gripes. Our next gripe segment was recorded August 28th.
Greg, I'm guessing you got something to gripe about.
Well, here's my gripe. And it's UTA related. Mm-hmm. There is a process that the legislative auditors go through that is called an embargoed copy that they provide to the media for where they take an audit and give it to the media sources 24 hours ahead of time before the hearing, where it is officially released and made public so that reporters can read the audit and form themselves of what is in there so that when they're at the hearing, covering the hearing, they're not paging through and trying to get context. That
it serves the public interest.
That is the purpose of an embargoed copy of an audit. We have always joked in the legislature that this embargoed copy just allows journalists to skip the hearing and write their story as they want to write it. We no longer have to make that a joke. That became official when the Tribune released its story of this audit 1 hour before the hearing even began. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that that is not – when you have a story, because we're online nowadays, and you put your narrative about the audit out there prior to the public hearing, the media then has the effect of shaping, potentially, what's going to be discussed, what the narrative will be, versus – informing the public on what happened at
good
the hearing,
gripe.
which is the key to the whole purpose of an early copy.
Can't say I disagree with that.
My
Jim?
Gripe, my whole life I wanted to be in a play. I wanted to be on stage, and I got a problem. Pioneer Theater Company has invited me. I'll be playing the no-neck narrator in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Congratulations, Jim.
October 24th, 25th, but I saw my dressing room. It's pathetic, Pioneer Theater Company. You can do better.
You are
Pioneer
talent.
Pioneer Theater Company, Rocky Horror Picture Show, please come see us. Natalie is in it. Greg is in it. It's going to be an awesome production.
I don't get a gripe. I'm in the political middle. I don't have a voice. You've been listening to Both Sides of the Aisle. Today's program was
that
produced
is a gripe.
By
it's
Tyler
you're a woman.
Ford. We hope you've enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for listening.
We're close to wrapping up today, but here is one more gripe segment from September 10th, 2014.
Jim, you're up first.
My gripe has this week to do with the Oil, Gas, and Mining Board of the state.
Dog 'em.
The governor has all of these boards, the Clean Air Board, and I'm just going through them one at a time. And I almost passed out when I saw the Oil, Gas, and Mining Board. There is not one person that is not intimately involved, that doesn't work for Kennecott or isn't part of a natural gas company or isn't a wildcat driller. And this is the people's protection. I'm not saying we shouldn't have those people as a part of the board, but is it impossible to have one or two representatives who can look out at pollution and look out at the broader issues of public land? Or does every state board have to be completely motivated and by these special interests?
Greg, I know you've got a gripe. Can you beat that one?
Oh, can I ever? So while Jim's out here trying to defend the Tribune, let me just give everyone a little heads up. We had a board meeting at UTA where a member of the public representing many commuters asked for enhanced service of the line and issued this challenge to board members to take 7 days and make transit their primary mode of transportation. They asked the board who will do it. Well, I can't resist the challenge. I raised my hand. I did the challenge. I never sought any media attention doing it. I was doing it as I was challenged and was proceeding accordingly. Members of the media approached me and wanted to know how it was going. And there was a television, some coverage there, and the print media and everyone else. I thought they were fair descriptions of the experience I had. Then the Tribune comes late in the game, uniquely because the beat reporter was on vacation. The Tribune's story was not that members of the board were taking this challenge, but others were not. That was the headline. and then they went to my legislative Democratic opponent to ask him if he's taken the challenge or what his experience in UTA is, which has nothing to do with the legislature. It was such an odd and different narrative than what all of the media had taken up to that point. It is my case proven that the amount of cynicism over there at the Tribune has reached the highest of levels.
Wow. I hope the Tribune's listening to the program today. My gripe deals with President Obama, Congress, and the whole ISIS threat. And we know that's been a big issue the last little while. You hear, I listened to Meet the Press on Sunday, and the interviewer talked about ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, and the president would respond with ISIL, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, if you guys don't know this issue. The administration calls it ISIL. Most of the world calls it ISIS. It's the administration not acknowledging Syria, but even broader than that, the Levant is this larger region. Let's just get it right. Can't we get the name of this threat and use the same language?
That's all the gripes from 2014 from both sides of the aisle that we have time for. If you enjoy this show, you can hear all the past episodes on our website, kcpw.org, and as a podcast on iTunes. Thanks also to former producer Tyler Ford, and thank you for supporting KCPW. I'm Ross Chambliss. See you next week.